Welcome to today's episode of Reflective Hour with Tammy Tony Butler. I'm your host today, but we all know who the real host of this show is, and that's Christ. Let's journey together in this time that we have together and see his truth revealed in his word. As we search the scriptures for life, for meaning, the gospel is alive. The word of God is living. It's living in the lives of all of us as a body of believers, united under one head, which is Christ. After all, we're his bride, his true bride. And today, his glory shines for all to see through his word of truth, bringing peace to his people, hope, joy, even in the midst of war, famine, drought. He's with us. He came to set us free. By his stripes, we were healed. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, come have your way in this time that we have together, so that your truth reigns in the hearts of your people, that veils are lifted off of eyes so that they can see, and that they have ears to hear what it is that you're trying to say, to deliver them out of the current circumstances or adversity that they are facing. Your word holds truth. Your word is power. Your word will never fail, for you will never leave us nor forsake us. For you're the great I am, the helper, the comfort. Everything you are is in your name, Lord Jesus. And we worship you in spirit and truth. And we serve only you. Only you. There are no other gods but you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this time we have together. Comfort the hearts of your people. Bring peace, calm, no matter where they are in the world, no matter what they're facing. Let this episode just bring them a brief moment of respite from the storms of life. And let them know that you are with them, that you see them in the trenches, that you see them on the streets, that you see them wherever they are, that you see them in a jail cell, wherever they are, whatever storm they're facing, you're with them. Even if we're in a prison of our own making in our mind, I bind and hold every thought captive that's not positive, that's not from Christ, that's not full of hope and joy. For we will be transformed by your marvelous light and set free. As we look to you, the bearer of truth, the light, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this for your people. Today, we're going to focus on bringing light where there's been darkness, truth where there's been anything but. You're facing a storm. You're full of hopelessness and despair. Don't stay there. Break out of that bondage. Break into who Christ has called you to be. By his stripes, you were healed. break free of it, lay it down and never pick it up again. Whatever it is, wherever you find yourself, there are people waiting to help you. He has sent angels to help you. Laborers into the field. We call forth laborers into the field, for harvest time is here. Revival is here in the hearts of your people. Send your laborers, O God, your ministering angels, to guide us, to keep us, to help us secure what it is that we need. Everything that you have in your storehouses that you set apart for such a time as this, bring it to us, O God. Bring it to us. We're asking for it. And we know what it says in your word. If we ask, then we can get the desires of our heart. And what does it say in Mark? Mark 11, 23 to 24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. It says it in his word. Father's word never fails. It's always true. It's living and breathing. The gospel is alive. It's Jesus speaking to us in spirit and truth, guiding our every step, directing us along that narrow path of righteousness for his name's sake. What else does he want me to say to you today? What other word does he have? Do you find yourself in a situation where you're forced to compromise who he's called you to be? Your religion? Are you going to hold steadfast to the anchor of hope? Grab a hold to the hem of his garment and pull yourself to freedom? Are you going to break out of the lies of the past, the addictions of the past, and fight the good fight of faith, hoping, loving, trusting, surrendering, knowing that he has it? You don't need to carry it anymore. Break free of the past. Break free of the past. Break free of the past and the lies of the past. Walk in his truth. Seek his truth, for it will set you free and break every chain. You're worthy. You matter. You're a daughter and son of the King, a royal priesthood. We are his bride, unified, a body, and he's their head. He's coming for his bride. Will you be ready? Will you be waiting and ready? He's coming for his bride. Oh. What a glorious day. Find hope today. Walk in the promises of his word. Bring light into every room you walk into. Spread his light of truth, his ray of hope. For darkness cannot abound where light is. The light will always outshine the dark. Let's read a passage of his word today that he placed on my heart. 1 Peter 5. This is one to daily read. in your devotion time with him, to seek his truth. This is a scripture to commit into your prayer life, in your time with him, in those early morning watches. Anchor into him. Anchor into his truth. The shepherding of God's people in the midst of suffering. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older, all of you. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And for the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. His word gives us light, gives us hope, brings to us a peace like we have never known before. And even though we have storms raging in our life, circumstances out of our control, we can tether so tight into the vine of truth. Now, I want to read Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. O God, my Savior, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path. because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. It says it right there in his word. We are to wait for the Lord. We can rest on the promises of his word, knowing that he has us, knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He loves us. He meets us where we are. We only need to tether to the hem of his garment, to call out, Lord Jesus, be with me. Keep me, guide me, strengthen me, help me to fight the good fight of faith and to hold steadfast in the winds of change. I am victorious. I do have strength. I am strong. I will endure. I am empowered. I will prosper. I will see the fullness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's the God I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who supplies all my needs. Who supplies all my needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for guiding us, for keeping us. Holy Spirit, for bringing us your peace and strength in the middle of any storm we face. We choose by free will to call out to you, to tether into you. You're the only God we serve. And we anchor in to your tree of life, abide in that vine, and knowing that you have us tucked under your wing and protected. In your mighty name, Jesus, this whole hour, this whole time we've had together has been dedicated to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's today's episode of Reflective Hour with Tammy Tony Bob.